In an exclusive VOA interview, Francesc Vendrell called for a comprehensive review of international strategy and objectives in Afghanistan.
We need to sit down, look at the strategy we followed, decide whether this strategy is going to achieve the objectives we set for ourselves, and the answer probably would be no, and then either review the strategy, or perhaps also we need to rethink some of the objectives we were trying to pursue there.
Vendrell says the mood in Afghanistan is gloomy. He says a sharp rise in activity by Taliban insurgents, rampant corruption, and extensive shortages in government services have contributed to what he says has been the worst year for the country since 2001.
The perception of the Afghans in particular is that the situation is much worse, so there is a tremendous feeling of pessimism and a skepticism about the future.
But he adds that the situation is salvageable.
We are not destined to fail. The Taliban are not going to be able, for as long as the international forces are there, to, let's say, take over Kabul or seriously threaten Kabul or take over a major regional capital. But still, we need to review the policy we've been following.
Vendrell says the international community made several missteps in crafting a post-Taliban Afghanistan in 2001. In particular, he says, reshaping the political system may have been a mistake.
It's questionable in my mind whether a highly centralized presidential system is suitable for a country that is multi-ethnic, has two main languages, bilingual, and has two main sects, the Sunni and the Shia, and which has a history of decentralization, at least in de facto decentralization.
Vendrell adds that the Allies placed far too much faith in President Hamid Karzai, but gave him too few powers to efficiently do his job, particularly in checking independent warlords and their private militias.
I think the Afghan people are feeling disheartened and are very critical of his rule, partly perhaps because they feel that he has lost the ability to set strategic objectives for himself, but also I think because we put too much of a burden on him without giving him, the president, without giving him the means.
The Taliban insurgency was thought to have been mortally crippled in 2001, but the militants have regrouped in new safe havens in Pakistan's tribal areas from where they frequently attack U.S. and NATO troops. The violence has also led to a 40% rise in civilian casualties in Afghanistan during the past year. President Karzai raised the issue in a speech to the UN General Assembly on Wednesday.
The continuation of civilian casualties can seriously undermine the legitimacy of fighting terrorism and the credibility of the Afghan people's partnership with the international community.
The U.S. plans to send more troops to Afghanistan, as does France. Francesc Vendrell says the increased forces could help the situation, but he adds that they should be handled delicately.
This ought to happen, if it happens at all, as part of an overall review of the political strategy we are following, and maybe as part and parcel of a new approach. We may need more forces, but I have to say that Afghans are not clamoring for more foreign forces. They do, of course, want more Afghan forces, and I think that's where we should concentrate.
Vendrell says sending additional troops into Afghanistan will be a sensitive issue for Afghans.
But we have to be careful in adding military forces, foreign military forces, because the mistakes that keep happening, whether it is in terms of civilian casualties or in terms of breaking into people's homes or detentions, taking people on detention to detention centers like the one in Bagram, are very unhelpful and create a lot of animosity amongst the population.
Due to commitments in Iraq, the United States will not have additional troops available to send to Afghanistan until next year. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.